Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guest is Alice Welling, who is here to tell us about Hullabaloo, which opened last night at Cyrano's downtown. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you.
And this Hullabaloo show, it has a subtitled A Historical and Hysterically Accurate Multimedia Musical Comedy Show.
That's right. About the history of Alaska.
Okay.
It's thoroughly entertaining. While you learn about the history of our beautiful state and with
so
other characters.
The benefits of education as well as,
absolutely. In fact, in the years previous that I've done this show, I started at 4th Avenue Theater, then I moved over to Snow Goose, then we did it at Platinum Jack's, and now we're at Cyrano's for the month of June. And I've had people come in during our runs that we've done it and Lifetime Alaska and say, you know, I knew I was going to be entertained, but I actually learned something. I thought I knew everything there was to know about this state. And they're like, wow, I actually learned something.
Well, I've seen this show several times in years past. And it is very informative and very, very funny.
It is, yeah.
And the multimedia part of it is true as well because you have, you know, what I got to ask you is, I know you started doing this with White Keys a long time ago and you've refined it and now you've got your own thing and you're at the helm here.
Yes.
How has the audience changed from the beginning? Are we as an audience more sophisticated when it comes to humor? or are we just as stupid as we ever were?
Well, it depends.
Enjoying a good, you know, a good old-fashioned belly laugh.
Yeah. Well, I think you expect certain things when you go to certain places. The Fly By Night Club was, I expect it to be blue and a little raunchy and that's what you got. And that's, if you didn't want that, then you got up and walked out, which happened several times for people who were there going, I can't believe they just said that. Harold, get your coat, we're leaving.
Have you no decency, sir?
Yes, yes. So, you know, and people, this is a more family-oriented show you can bring. In fact, the most PG thing in it is probably Clinton. So it's cleaned up. It's for the whole family. So in that respect,
it's family,
I guess,
fair.
The audience would be shocked if my show was blue. And so, you know, it's that respect, they have become classier to come see a classier show.
You don't have
show.
To go there. You don't have to work blue.
No, you don't have to do blue. That's absolutely true. But, you know, like I said, Clinton's in the show. There are people in the show that have absolutely nothing to do with the history of Alaska, but they're sure fun to watch. Just a rundown. Go ahead.
Just two of you do this with all the characters.
Yeah. Leo Tariev is my new partner in the show. He's Russian. Mm-hmm. He's from Russia. He's amazing. He learned, English in, a year when he was here.
He must be a real smart guy.
He is.
He speaks English without an accent.
Smart, well, but I still got him to sign up, though.
Really? Exactly. He didn't know. He
can't be that bright.
Exactly right, yeah. you're exploiting
absolutely his naivete. Uh-huh. He thought I meant something entirely different when I said, would you like to come join my show? he thought he was going to get paid. That's hilarious. So some of the characters. Bill Clinton, Julia Child, Martha Stewart, Sonny and Cher, or actually Blue Tarp and Duct Tape. Sing about that. Mm-hmm. We have Simon and Arf, Uncle.
See, I get
Got
it.
Got that?
I get
okay.
It. It's
two
like
dogs.
A pooch.
Two dogs who do a note to the Iditarod. So that's okay. Really fun. And all these different characters that run through the whole
Sarah.
Thing. So costume. Got
Governor
new
Sarah.
Number Sarah Licious.
Okay, that's Ooh. Good. So mm-hmm. that was a revamping of.
Took Frank and Lisa. They're out of there.
Okay.
Not
good.
That they're not funny, because they are hilarious,
be
and
funny.
They gave me great material. Don't get me wrong, but they are outdated, so they had to go. And I updated it with a new video and slides. This great song. It's set to "Say a Little Prayer."
Uh huh.
Do you want a little sample?
Sure.
Of
if,
the
you
song?
Wanna, okay. If you want to sample us,
life's like a box of chocolate. It's Sarah Licious says, each morning I wake up already in my makeup because I'm the governor for you. I'm passing a bill now while sporting a 4-inch heel now because I'm the governor for you. And it goes on and on. It's really cute. So great slides in every number. There's a great slideshow, great videos to watch while we change show. You're thoroughly entertained. The whole time, you won't even know we're gone off stage. You'll be
well,
so
entertained. Well, I remember
so
that. You had some really exceptional images.
Yeah.
It was really
well
done.
Beautiful stuff in Alaska, too. The
yeah,
serious stuff. That,
very
like
nice
I said, there's a beautiful Tim Tucker sang this beautiful Lucky song.
I was going to ask about that.
About
is the
gold,
Tim Tucker there? So does Leo sings it now?
No, that one is taped. So you still get to hear Tim sing that,
that
song
well
in the
good
show. And he's got
good
a beautiful
that's
voice.
That's very good.
Yeah. So
Leo's so talented.
He is talented and a beautiful singer, too.
Yeah, he has a nice physique.
Yes,
as well.
He does.
Does he do
we'll
anything
talk
shirtless?
After the show about that. Yeah, he does wear a vest without a shirt, as
okay
Sonny. So you can
okay
picture much
Sonny
better looking
Cher?
Sonny of Sonny
yeah,
and Cher.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, woo! Hey, Sonny! Woo!
What have they got to do with Alaska?
You sure aren't cute, but you're short. Woo! Like I said, you know, you don't even know that they're not from Alaska. They're so funny. The things they sing about are about Alaska, so you, it's forgiven. Plus, okay, I just did it to get my impersonation in, you know.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guest, Alice Willing, from Hullabaloo, now running at Cyrano's. Yes, she started last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going yeah for the next, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, and you know, I always wanted to do a show. I always thought my show would be cool at Cyrano's, so it's sort of just magically, you know, what you wish for. I'm milling that around in my head for a long time, thinking my show would go over really well at Cyrano's.
So yeah, definitely.
I think it's a great location.
It's made for Cyrano's.
Yeah, it is just the right size.
Exactly. It's
yep for
intimate
our TCAST show. So, yeah, updated, all new and improved. That's, you know, about an hour and a half, 7 o'clock.
So, what are you doing for scenery? Anything?
I have a set that was actually built. Somebody built my set for the 4th Avenue when we did it there originally.
Oh, my.
And so Robert Gottstein had that built for my show, and I sort of just transported it over to her. And I'm just gathering Alaskan stuff and putting it in as I find
it. Is it like a prospector's cabin? Is it?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Is there a skillet
you know
on the
is
wall?
It's like an old... It's like the bar of a really old Alaskan hotel you'd go into. The walls are painted that way. You know
oh
what I mean? Almost
okay
something like you'd find in a melodrama
or,
kind of thing.
Or at Talkeet now.
Are they
like dollar bills taped to the ceiling?
Yeah. Not like, quite like the birdhouse, but
yeah, drippy nicotine. Yeah, yeah.
Sawdust on the floor.
Yeah, right,
crooked,
right.
You can't kind you of that, slide that, off your stool.
That old-timey thing.
Yeah, that kind
yeah
of thing.
Yeah, well, that's good. And it's kind of almost like a spoof on that quintessential, like the Alaska a cabin night tourist show
yeah
that you might get up mm-hmm in Denali.
Right.
But, you know, you make
mm-hmm
it smarter and funnier. And,
uh-huh, and
you,
really
you can't
this
do that straight.
This show is, like, not even really about the backdrop, but that's what's behind me and Leo. Leo. What's his name?
Leo Tareev.
That's a funny story about that. I was calling him Todd for a while.
Really?
But anyway.
Todd Tareev. That's good.
He's teased me that endlessly. But anyway, it's more about you're so enraptured, boy. We're performing to the multimedia part of the show that's going on beside us. So you're really just looking at the costumes we're wearing and the slides, really the screen. So mm-hmm it's kind of just, it's there, but it's not the focus. So we're always performing. There's always something to look at. Funny costumes, really funny songs that come out and sing.
And you do the animal things too, right? Do you still do that goat?
The bear is in the show. He talks about a typical day in the life of a bear in Alaska. And who better to tell you but bear here?
Exactly.
Him and there is a doll sheep that has a fear of heights.
Sheep.
So he's in the show. he's trying to work through that phobia by ordering books online. He's a computer nerd. So all sorts of goofy characters. But the show starts with the native tale about how the ravens, who they believe that ravens
created. Oh, like
created
a creation myth.
And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we combine that in a beautiful, like, 6-minute ballad with the actual way that Alaska was formed geologically. Ooh. So we mix the two, and it's just a beautiful song.
You should
song
have, like, a couple magpies, like you know, Heckle and Jekyll. Like
right, annoyingly
intrude
hawking through the whole.
Yeah.
Through the whole thing.
So for equal time.
So it starts there, and it goes all the way through and hits the high points, the gold rush, the salmon rush, the crab rush. There are lots of different rushes. Alaska
rush
is a rush. Hey, I just came up with a new slogan for Alaska.
What is it now?
Alaska, it's a rush.
Hey.
How? Anyway, so
you
then
know,
it
you
ends
better,
up. We go all the way through.
Copyright that quick.
I know. Is this on? it goes all the way up to the pipeline, and that's where we end the pipeline.
The pipe
so
rush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just fun characters all through it. So
Good.
Yeah, Julia Child sings a song about roadkill recipes. Absolutely wonderful. That she found along the Alcan Road. Just saute it with a little brie. It's perfect. Bon appetit. Oh, I was a spy. Did I tell you that?
My yeah, former right.
Life, that, me that and 007, we were like this.
Who wasn't a spy? The OSS before
yeah, right.
The CIA.
Look,
yeah, exactly.
If the guy off the Gong Show can be a spy, so can Julia.
Oh, yeah. Like
anyway.
Yeah, Notes of a Dangerous Mind or whatever.
Right,
I read
right,
that.
Right. But this is fun. This is a fun show in that it's different than classical theater where we break all
it
the...
Is?
We break
it's
all
not classical?
Yeah, yeah. It's
thought,
it's a little
like
different than Romeo
something.
And Juliet. It runs a very close
yeah.
second.
Uh-huh.
But it's the, you know how don't look at the audience kind of thing and don't pretend they're not there and...
The 11th
yeah.
wall.
Yeah. Well, there's just no walls here, folks.
There's no walls so, in your show.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
We razz the audience a little bit and... Yeah,
oh, there's audience participation?
Have a lot of fun. Absolutely. We get someone up to spawn with us. Are you kidding?
So how'd the show
When's
go?
The last time you got to spawn? Come on!
Spawn?
Yeah. We get him up to spawn between us. We make a, you know, we make a fish sandwich that McDonald's would be envious of.
Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish somebody. Yeah, absolutely. So we teach him how to spawn. And we got Bullwinkle the Rapping Moose. And his DJ, Yo, 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 is Skeeter Man. So he gets
is that
up.
Leo?
Oh yeah, man, yeah, yeah, man, yeah. So he raps about being a moose and what a stud he is.
It's like the Fat Boys. Remember that?
Yeah,
my
yeah.
man, he's having a snack attack.
Oh yeah, snack attack. So that's another fun character in there. But sometimes he comes out. Sometimes we do our solo bits. Sometimes we sing together. Mm-hmm. Elvis makes an appearance. Elvis, the king, always. King Crab.
Well, doesn't he live in Tagish? That's up in the Yukon.
Elvis?
That was one of
he
those things in the Inquirer.
Yeah, he retired.
Where he
there.
Was up there. He's been seen there, and he yeah. paints gold pans.
Actually, he's in the Yukon with Don. They're roommates. Don Young.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's where he lives all the time,
uh-huh.
I know. In
yep.
that little one-room shack.
In the trailer.
Uh-huh.
Up on the Yukon. Where the little creek runs right outside your door. You can just sit in your lounge chair and fish from your trailer.
So, thanks very much for coming.
Absolutely.
We're running out of time. Any last words?
Oh, the hullabaloo!
The Hullabaloo Show. No, but just, what does hullabaloo mean?
You know what it is? It's so weird. I was thinking, what could I say? Well, first of all, I was trying to think of something that rhymes with on 4th Avenue.
New.
So I was thinking new, who, chew, woo, foo, wee, oo. And then I thought, hullabaloo, I've heard that
kung
word before.
Fu.
What is that?
Kung fu.
Kung,
it's
yes.
A,
it's the show
exactly
kung
what
fu.
That is.
Yeah, and it's a hullabaloo. It's a hubbub. It's a big deal. It's a all the buzz. What's going on? You're making a big hubbub about
something.
Well,
they had something. That groovy teenage like dance party show. Like it was American Bandstand. It was called Hullabaloo.
Oh, see.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. No, I made that up.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot,
thank
Alice
you
Welling.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cyrano.
Thank you for coming here, Alice Welling. At Cyrano's for the next couple of weeks doing her fabulous two-person show, Hullabaloo.
Yeah, very
a historical, hysterically accurate romp through musical multimedia entertainment Alaska land. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now it's time for this week's Stage Talk calendar. Last Frontier Theater Conference will take place June 13th through 20th at the Valdez Civic Center in Valdez, Alaska. For information and registration, call 834-1614 or go to pwscc.edu. This site will tell you all about this year's theater conference in Valdez.
And this year's Three Barons Renaissance Fair continues on Saturday. That's tomorrow from 12 noon to 9 p.m. And then again on Sunday, which is the final day from noon to 7 p.m. at the Tozia Track, which is on 3400 Tudor Road between Lake Otis and Bregaw. For more information, go to www.threebarons.org. And that's three like the number three, threebarons.org. Or you can call 868-8012.
The Poetry Parley at Out North this Wednesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. will be held at Out North Gallery at DeBar and Bregaw, featuring selected works of celebrated poets Gertrude Stein and Hart Crane. It's free to all, and if there's a poet you'd like to hear read, if you'd like to read it, or if you would like to read your own work, email poetryparley, all one word, at gmail.com. Or you can call out north at 279-8099.
And finally, at Cyrano's Hullabaloo, a historical and hysterically accurate multimedia musical comedy show starring Alice Welling and Leo Tariv. And this show opened last night, and it runs through Saturday, June the 27th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For tickets, you can call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.